Well, I'm kind of wondering this week if anybody hadn't gotten their shots yet. Because I'm kind of wondering, anybody that week that went through McDonald's, do you think the drive-thru person said, "Hey, would you like a side of hepatitis with that?" Yeah, during the week of Halloween and the first week of November, somebody from McDonald's had came down with hepatitis A and apparently exposed quite a few people to it, which is why this past weekend there was a clinic there at the Miners Academy Senior High for anybody to get immunoglobulin shots. Again, I kind of wonder, would you like a side of hepatitis with it? But the truth is, apparently they've changed the way they've given gamma globulin shots. Because remember when you used to get them in the 50s? If anybody who watches me remembers that long ago, hey, you used to have to pull down your pants and they had to give it to you in one of your keister cheeks. Boy, those were the days, weren't they? Of course, I wasn't alive back then, but some people probably remember it. Of course, there was that classic MASH episode where Hawkeye had to give those immunoglobulin shots into the keisters there, especially a Radar. But you gotta wonder, any doctors back then, you had to wonder, were they on the level? Of course, the thing is, you're glad it wasn't John Wayne giving you those immunoglobulin shots. As you know, he kind of would have done this. He stuck his butt up is what he did. Anybody that gets you in the keister, you got some buster that'll you there. Hey, any shot of whiskey here? Yeah, where is it? Gonna put it right there before I give you the shot. Ow! Of course, if you remember Big Jake, you remember that scene. But, you know, I will say I did get my immunoglobulin shot. But anybody, on a serious note, anybody that did eat there, I think you better contact the Seneca County Health Department to get yourself an immunoglobulin shot. But the thing is, I don't hope you don't have to go through McDonald's and worry about, hey, would you like a side of hepatitis with that? That was a serious thing, and I'm glad they held that clinic. Well, I'm going to go from talking about hepatitis to talking about another serious subject. Yeah, ISIS did strike again, this time over in the majestic city of Paris. And I mean, that was a senseless and disgusting tragedy. You know, this hopefully will get people to realize that ISIS is a clear and present danger, not only to France, to the United States, but to the world as a whole. And me and millions of others stand with our French allies. And I mean, why strike at such an iconic city like Paris? It is a majestic city with some historical sites, some sites that Hope Day I'd like to see. Of course, I hope I don't go in like the Three Stooges would. From whence came you? Paris. Show her the postcards. And what were you doing over in Paris? Oh, looking over the parasites. Now, I don't want to say I saw some parasites, but I would like to see the Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe, and all the other great places over in Paris. Because, you know, I would lure to see the museum, if you know what I mean. Boy, that is a sane joke if I ever said it. Will you stop with the jokes? This is serious. Yeah, it is serious. And you can kind of see with my Bills jersey here, yeah, it does have the colors of France. Red, white, and blue. Of course, the colors of France are the same colors as the American flag. France is actually the United States' longest ally. And me and all the others, we pray for you over in Paris and for all of France. Let's bring ISIS down, shall we? But I'm going to go from talking about those colors to the colors that were on the Bills' uniform this past week. Yeah, we beat the Jets, which I am happy about. But anybody wonder, what about those color rush uniforms? Yeah, it's another attempt by Nike to kind of bring in more interest to the NFL, bring more color. You know what? I kind of wondered, was it Christmas out there on the MetLife Field? Because, I mean, I saw those Bills as uniforms, and I tell you what, I saw red. Of course, you look at the Jets' uniforms, you wonder, it's not easy being green. And I mean, you see red, you saw green, you saw white. Was it Christmas already? Heck, it's 5.5 weeks till Christmas. Yeah, I know. But you know, you don't want to get with the Christmas spirit too early. Heck, a few radio stations have already started airing Christmas songs. Listen to Y94 FM, and I think listen to 102.3. They're already blaring Christmas music over. But you know, Nike wants to bring interest in there, and I mean they're the third uniform company that the NFL's had in the last 10-11 years. Hell, anybody remember the jersey Doug Flutie had? It was made by the company whose baby cougar didn't like what its mother cougar brought, and it went poo, ma. And then you saw the other company. Heck, they can't decide whether they want a swish or a straight line. Of course, that's how they Reebok. And now you got Phil Knight and Nike making the uniforms for the NFL. I mean, the NFL's starting to become like the college. Heck, colleges can't have one type of uniform. Like Oregon, Boise State, and others, they gotta change their uniforms and their helmets every week. Why not be like Penn State? Have that just simple navy blue and white uniform with a white helmet. That is iconic. And also Notre Dame with their dark navy blue, almost black, white uniforms and their golden helmets. And also Michigan with those winged helmets. Why mess with a good thing? Stick with one uniform. Of course, Syracuse has got to kind of jump on the bandwagon a little bit. I kind of like to have the uniforms that the Orange had back in the 80s. Now, those were iconic orange uniforms, especially with the orange tinge to the cleats. You know, just stick with one uniform combination and just, you know, don't give anything like the color rush. Heck, these are the Bills' colors. Let's stick with them. And last but not least, I'm going to go from ranting about uniform colors to talking about the orange. Well, the thing is, it was a sloppy opening game for the orange. They beat Lehigh, but anybody's got to wonder, was there too much perimeter shooting? Seems as though all their shots were going up from the perimeter. Not a lot was going inside to Daywon Coleman or to Obakono. I mean, Richardson, Cooney, and all of them were launching up shots from the outside, but they were also launching up a lot of bricks. Of course, Lehigh was building a condominium with all their bricks. It was a win, but a sloppy win. They gotta correct that, especially with St. Bonaventure and also Elon University coming and the Battle for Atlantis on Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, we had to suffer through another defeat. But maybe I think Scott Schaefer's got an idea. Maybe you ought to shut down Eric Dungy for the rest of the season and start Zach Mahoney. Hell, this fifth-string quarterback who's worked his way up to starter, this kid can really play. How about playing him for North Carolina State and for Boston College, especially when we aren't going bowling again? Oh, heck, it's 2 weeks till hopefully we're rid of Scott Schaefer, but let's play Zach Mahoney, shall we? Those are my rants for this week, and again, I hope you don't want a side of hepatitis with that.